This is an ABC podcast.
Welcome to Earshot. I'm Miyuki Okiranta, coming to you from Naam on the lands of the Kulin Nation. Today, two stories which take us inside the beating heart of life in small town Australia. We like to say a place is on the map when something about it spreads far and wide. Maybe for your town it's the Big Merino, or the 12 Apostles near Port Campbell, or the neon pink colour of WA's Lake Hillier. For the residents of Mathoura in the New South Wales Riverina, their town is on the map because of, well, a fence. And although fences can often be seen to divide people, this one is helping to hold their community together. Producer Sam Loy brings us the story.
Mathoura is a town about 250 kilometres north of Melbourne, just over the border into New South Wales. A big metal Murray cod welcomes you, and less than 1,000 people call it home. It's got two pubs, and the police station is a weatherboard shack. You'd blink and miss Mathoura if you kept your eyes shut for the minute it takes to drive through it. But you probably shouldn't.
So as you can see, there is many thousands of bras hanging on the fence, all different shapes and sizes and colours. We even have a pair of coconut bras hanging up somewhere along here as well. It's a sight to behold, really. It's something very unique and very different.
This is Shani. She started the Mathoura Bra Fence. It sits on the edge of the Cobb Highway, with ample room in front for passers-by to pull up, take pictures, leave a donation, and maybe some of their undies if they want. And Shani's not stretching the truth. There are thousands of bras here. It's been going since 2018 to raise awareness about and remember those who have been impacted by breast and other types of cancer.
And it's just somewhere for people to hang the bras for their loved ones and leave a little message, which is, it's just a nice way to think of people.
Is Wendy's bra still here?
Hers is back at the first sign. A cheeky green one with frogs on it, which is is what Wendy was about.
Oh, very good.
Wendy was just Wendy. She was upfront, honest, just had an adventurous spirit about her.
She didn't stop. She raised money for the skate park. She was in on anything that was a fundraiser, and she was a very community-orientated person. My name is Anne Robertson, and I own the fence on the highway for the Bra Fence, Mathoura Bra Fence. They owned the local post office, and I suppose, she had every person come in from the town and do their banking, and, even when she was battling cancer, she still had a smile on her face and went to work every day while she was still able to, and nothing fazed Wendy. I don't think there's anyone who would have a bad word to say about her. Just a beautiful person and greatly missed.
Wendy passed away in 2017 from breast cancer. Shani, one of her closest friends, wanted to do something to honour her and raise money to support Mathoura locals fighting their own cancer battles. That's when she got the idea for a bra fence.
I did see it on a travel show and liked the idea of the fundraising behind it, but a bit of cheekiness and a bit of fun.
And she was telling me about all the money they had raised, and I said, that sounds really good.
But it didn't happen straight away because trying to find a fence to hang the bras on, and I'm trying to work all of that out. And then
I said, I've got a fence. Let's use that fence. We originally hung Wendy's bra up for the first bra, and it grew from there. It was amazing.
We got to about 750 and we stopped counting. There was too many to continue to count all the time. Some of them say they come up over the little rise in the road and just, it stands out. And then they have to stop and find out about it.
Hi, how are you? Had to do a U-turn to take a photo of the bra fence.
Do you want me to take a photo of you in it? We have had a bowls group from Melbourne have a bowls day and raise money, and they come up to give us the money that they had raised.
It just came out of nowhere, so I thought we'd just come and have a look.
But everybody who we have met is very grateful that we're doing this and love the idea of it.
I don't know, I've never seen anything like it before. It's fascinating.
And this is the heartwarming moment that when you open the donation tin and it's half full of not only coins but notes as well.
How much do you reckon is in there at the moment?
I would say over $50 with the notes and coins. There's lots of gold coins in here as well, so easily over $50. And I checked this 2 days ago, so it's very heartwarming to see how supportive and generous people are in supporting cancer and supporting the local community people of Mathara.
The money raised through the bra fence is used by Shani and Anne to buy fuel and grocery vouchers. These they give to locals undergoing cancer treatment. Some have to travel 2 hours to Bendigo, or even take the 3.5 hour trip to Melbourne multiple times each week. In the nearly 4 years the bra fence has been a thing, they've raised over $20,000 and supported 25 community members.
So, we're basically here to support the locals, and that's basically what the bra fence is all about, support and help people and making their life a little bit easier by giving out whatever we give, fuel cards, whatever. I suppose Mathara is unique in that way of, you know, how we stick together and support each other. I don't know what other towns are sort of like. I'm sure they do stick together in times of need, but we definitely do here, that's for sure.
So I'm pretty sure Dad went to the petrol station because Anne works at the local petrol station. When he came home, Anne had gave him the vouchers at the when he fueled up and said, take them home and use them as you will. But that's when I was thinking in my head, like, shit, now I'm that cancer patient. I'm the person the community's all looking at or trying to help. I soon learnt a couple of weeks in that I needed the help. I needed the community in any way they wanted to help me. Hi, I'm Tim. And on the 23rd of December 2019, I was diagnosed with testicular cancer. You're in limbo. Like, you have little spurts, like, you'll go to a party and you'll have a good time and you'll be talking and drinking away and talking about life, and then, bang, you'll think, oh, I've got cancer. Like, it just comes up behind you and it's like a little evil voice on your shoulder. Every time I went into that chemo ward, I thought of the people in the community who this disease had got. My grandmother, 3 years before I got diagnosed, passed away of breast cancer, so she fought it for 6 years. And I went in there with boxing gloves on, ready to smack the shit out of this thing that's taken so many lovely community people here. Even though I probably looked as weak and poor as I was fighting with everything I had, thinking of the people.
When you drive through Mathara, you're exposed to the superficial, a dust-beaten servo, a green lawn and playground at the roadside visitor centre, a half-full car park at the bowls club. It might not seem like much, but everyone I talked to in Mathara had a story about living somewhere else. And then they came back. For the people. And the place.
People come up here at Christmas and holiday and stuff, and they're like, oh, it's so nice up here. Like, I don't think that all the time when I walk around Mathara. I walk down the street, I don't think, oh, this is a great little place. I just know it is. But looking back now, when I was having chemo and then coming home and just laying on my bed or looking out over the bush in our backyard, it was a pretty good place to recuperate and get the good fresh air, fill your lungs up and get better.
Where's your favourite place to go in Mathara?
Picnic Point.
Picnic Point is a spot on the Murray River, nestled among the red gums in the Murray River National Park. It's frequented by locals and holidaymakers, lying in floating rings with a drink, gently moving downstream.
During diagnosis and chemo and everything and my uncertain days, I'd just go out there by myself and sit and just watch the river float past me. And I don't know, I'm not a spiritual person or anything like that, but it was like a zen or something that just calmed me. When I remember when I used to leave and come back home, I used to feel like, oh, I feel better now. I sent Annie a message as soon as I got the vouchers and saying thanks, and she said, don't even mention it. That's what that's for, like, that's to look after community. That's what they wanted to do. They wanted to help me. And once I let down my guard a bit and realised that, I fully appreciated it.
Some people have broke down and cried. Others have been like, oh, look, I don't need these. And we're like, well, you're taking them. Like, to us, it doesn't matter if you've got $1 million or $1. That side of things doesn't come into it. At the end of the day, you're a person battling cancer, regardless of your financial situation.
Because it is a small community and you do know a lot of people, and sometimes those people are your friends, that's really hard to do that.
It's heartbreaking seeing anybody, regardless of what illness they have, but we know cancer is just a horrible thing to get. I just hate it. I hate the word. I just hate what you see. But what can you do besides be there for them? That's what we do.
After months of invasive tests, surgeries and treatment sessions, Tim visited his GP to learn whether his cancer had spread. Although he had so often relied on the support of others, he decided to make this trip alone. And he was clear, cancer-free.
I wasn't emotional there and then, but I got out into the car and before I could actually even ring Mum or Dad or anyone, I just sat in my car and bawled like a big baby. It was just like the massive relief of I'm gonna be alive, like I'm gonna survive this.
There have been people who we have supported and they have written it in their will, no flowers, donations and requests to the Mathara Bra Fence, and they have the donation box at the funeral, and it's beautiful. And it's just the community. Those people, even in the height of their sickness, are still thinking of how they can help others. And that's what the community of Mathara is about.
The Mathara Bra Fence was written and produced by Sam Loy, with sound design and mixing by Tim Simons. The supervising producer was Michelle Rayner.